the chair of Swine Innovation Pork, says research aimed at reducing antibiotic use while maintaining the health and productivity of the herd is among the organization's top priorities. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of Manitoba's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
Those pesky computers. Whatever your question, whatever your catastrophe, your solution is just a click or call away. Commit it to memory. JupiterSupport.ca.
Swine Innovation Pork administers research funding provided through Canada's pork organizations, pork sector stakeholders, and government. Swine Innovation Pork Chair Stuart Cressman told Manitoba Pork's 2018 fall producer meetings this week, one of the priorities is to provide tools that will allow reduced use of antibiotics while maintaining productivity and efficiency.
We know we'll still have antibiotics available for treatment of disease, but there is questions about this whole idea of prevention, and there's a multi-prong effort as we look at using genetics, which is some separate initiatives, genetics, and more robustness through genetics. And we're looking as well as really having a lot of projects on the microbiome, which is the microorganisms in the gut, and looking at ensuring that the correct ones are there, because it has a big impact on the immune response of the young pig. So there's a number of efforts on that. There's some on looking at health as well. We'll be looking at some welfare projects that relate to transportation and loose cell housing. And we're also concerned of emerging issues, and as we see African swine fever move across Europe and move in China, the question is, what can we do from a health perspective to improve biosecurity as well?
Cressman notes an agri-science project that will be totally dedicated to health is also now under development. For Farmscape.ca, I'm Bruce Cochran.